Reading from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, if you prefer the New Testament, here's what's told in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Adding to that, let's go to Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist. Now, when it comes to us living beings, as well as all that's around us here on earth and above it, there are two beliefs in how it all came about: evolution or creation. Let's start with evolution. Evolution brings with it the claim that the earth and all of the galaxy came about through what's called the Big Bang. That claims that a collision of matter and energy took place, which resulted in the sun, the planets, the stars, etc., etc. A couple of questions that come from that concept. Where did that matter come from? How did that energy come into existence? Was it all just there? The problem is that every measure of science concludes, with no exception, that it's totally and completely impossible for something to physically result from nothing. But just for the sake of argument, let's go with the Big Bang. That takes us to the belief that all who we are and all that's around us just happened by accident. Now, have you ever noticed that when creationists talk their game, they focus solely on mankind evolving from apes? Which makes me wonder if the people who believe that ever stop to realize that if you tell people that you came from animals, that's how they'll behave. But I digress. There's obviously more around us than just us. Mammals, fish, birds, insects, everyone, including humans, for the most part, have some degree of intelligence, instinct, and a purpose. So that kind of complicates things for that evolution idea, doesn't it? Now, there are no complexities with creation, only faith in that it is God's way of providing for us all. That's why Jesus recognizes the creation. As we read his words in Mark chapter 10, verses 6 through 9, "But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then, they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate." Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 gives us this lesson: "By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." Additionally, in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6, we have this: "Yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live." Now, creation, obviously, includes us. Now, most are familiar with how Genesis tells us that we were made in God's image, his spiritual image, by the way. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, further clarifies things for us by reminding us of our purpose. Reading here: "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Now it's time for a quiz. How many times is evolution mentioned in the Bible? 0. How many times is evolve mentioned in the Bible? 0. How many times is created in various forms mentioned in the Bible? Enough to establish a faithful understanding. We have this from Job chapter 37, verse 5. "God thunders marvelously with his voice. He does great things which we cannot comprehend." Hebrews chapter 1, verse 10 establishes this: "You, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands." When we look up, we should sing the words of Psalm chapter 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Going back to my time in sales, salespeople are often asked to turn in what are called call sheets. Just a list of people you saw, the things that you did, the money you hopefully brought into the company. We could read God's call sheet in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 5. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. Earlier I mentioned that there is no law of science that allows the creation of something out of totally nothing. Dr. Michael Gillen, who was with us a few weeks ago, he was also science editor with ABC News for a bunch of years, this past week released a documentary that we talked about, The Invisible Everywhere, and in it he demonstrates how science is actually a strong ally of faith and proof of the existence of God. You can find out more about Michael's film at theinvisibleeverywhere.com. While my hope is that the people will have the ears to hear what I've shared with you here today and see the justification for it, I know not all will take that road. So for those, the words we find in Romans chapter 1, verses 19 through 21, I believe are their awakening. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened.